Buenos días a todos. Good morning to everyone. Me llamo Keith, y unlike my brother Steve, yo hablo poquito español. I speak a little bit. After, I don't even know what to say after David's been up here. I had something planned, and then I'm still going to go with it, but this is my uniform, my work uniform from Peru. And it was really, really hard work. It was hard physically. I don't work, I don't do manual labor. I pay people to do it for me. So I got in the gym a couple of months before and really tried to work out, thinking that was going to help me. And it really didn't prepare me for the elevation and for a pick that wasn't ready to dig. And for ground that was literally cement, and we hadn't even mixed the cement yet. And for me, there was a real struggle with my manliness, because I'm up there with four other guys, and they're swinging this pick like crazy, and dirt's coming up, and I'm swinging a pick four or five times, and I'm like, okay, your turn, you take it next. And excuse me. My pride was getting to me a little bit. And we had some struggles, you know, together as brothers. And finally we got together one night and discussed some of those things. And the thing that stood out for me most during this whole trip was something that that Kevin shared with me, and Kevin's not a real vocal kind of guy, but this was very well placed, and it's sort of, I'm going to give you the punchline, and then tell you what happened. In Luke 21, 1 through 3, it says, as he looked up, Jesus saw the rich putting their gifts into the temple treasury. He also saw a poor widow put in two very small copper coins. I tell you the truth, he said, the poor widow has put in more than all the others. All these people gave their gifts out of their wealth, but she, out of her poverty, put in all she had to live on. I mentioned my struggle. How I felt like I wasn't contributing enough. How I felt like some of the other men were working harder. And Kevin told me that, he says, I work this hard every single day. And some of the other guys were more accustomed or more physically fit. And he said, you don't do this at all. He says, you don't lift a shovel every single day. You don't swing a pick every day. He says, and you've come in here and you've tried to dig as hard as we have, and you've tried to work as hard as we had. And I'm a little, this is Kevin saying, I'm a little embarrassed because I do this every day and this is hard on me. But you don't. And you've come in here and gave everything that you can. And it's true. I really, really did try to do the best I could. After that, I wasn't struggling anymore. And there was even a time where it was time for lunch. And I'm like, no, we've got one project left. I'm going to go ahead and work on it. And I went and worked by myself. And I got that done. And, you know, it was just because Kevin had encouraged me that whole time. On another matter, I mean, for the guys working, I can't speak for the guys who were teaching because we weren't there. We got to be with them a little bit more than the girls, but that was it. But we'd come off that mountain tired, and none of it was wasted. I'll tell you that. None of it. It looked like we had dug a hole, and we were going to have to dig a whole new hole because the septic system might not have been in the right place. Didn't bother me, not a single bit. I didn't complain about that one single bit, and because I felt like we were there working for God. And every single night, we'd come off that mountain dead tired. And everyone contributed to the efforts that were going on there. And Brian would go, and you saw the market, and that market looked clean on the pictures. It wasn't. And this guy would come in, and he'd be sure to, he was tired too, just like us, because he really worked hard up on the mountain. And he'd also, he'd start cooking. All the guys would help with the cooking, but he'd put the recipes together, everything we'd prepare, he would fix it. And I was glad that he would cook it really good, because after what I saw on the market, it was like no way I was going to eat anything but something cooked. But he worked really hard every single night, and no one else cooked for him or for us except for him. He did it in the morning, he did it at night, and there was not very often times he had a break. So, everyone was really contributing as hard and doing the skills that they could. And I found out that if Ryan makes guacamole, I'll eat it. But that's all I really have to contribute or to share with you. And I thank you for praying for us. And I hope we represented you guys well. And that's all. Thank you.